Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for May 26th. This is your host, Paul White. We are in Galatians chapter 5, journeying verse by verse through this powerful book, and we've arrived in the fruit of the Spirit passage. We dealt with these yesterday, not breaking them down individually so much as the collective idea of what it is to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And we promised to deal with that last sentence today from verse 23, against such there is no law. Before I do that, I would like to read for you this passage from the Message Bible. I think it's just interesting the way that Eugene Peterson says this. So you've probably got access to this, but I want to read it to you anyhow. Galatians chapter 5, and let's begin in verse 19. It's obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Repetitive, loveless, cheap sex, a stinking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzied and joyless grabs for happiness, trinket gods, magic show religion, paranoid loneliness, cutthroat competition, all-consuming yet never satisfied wants, a brutal temper, an impotence to love or be loved, divided homes, divided lives, small-minded and lopsided pursuits, the vicious habit of depersonalizing everyone into a rival, uncontrolled and uncontrollable addictions, ugly parodies of community. I could go on. This isn't the first time I have warned you, you know. If you use your freedom this way, you will not inherit God's kingdom. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Now, that was the Eugene Peterson Message translation from, I don't know, about verse 18, 19, all the way through the verse, our verse for today, verse 22. It's kind of an interesting way of seeing that. I like that phrase at the end that talks about how legalism can't help this. That's really the thematic thing Paul's trying to say, taking that out of the Greek from the end of verse 22, where Paul, or I'm sorry, the end of verse 23, against such there is no law. The law can do nothing to bring to the surface the things that the Spirit will bring to the surface. So you can't have strength given to you in the law. This is why the law was hopeless to circumcise the heart. In Deuteronomy, God told Israel to circumcise the heart, which they couldn't do without an absolute heart change. There needed to be a cutting away that would happen in Christ. Christ would become the cutting on our behalf. So God could tell Israel, be kind to the stranger and take care of your neighbor. And they struggled with this because this didn't naturally come out of them. It naturally comes out of us when the seed of God is inside of us, that new creation reality inside of us, these things start to naturally appear. And again, I think we can certainly aid them along. Otherwise, Paul's statement that you need to put on love wouldn't make much sense. There are some areas where we put this on in our life. But these works of the Spirit cannot be improved upon by law. And legalism in any way will actually get in the way of the life of the Spirit. And so let's be reminded again, the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit. These are not sins versus virtues or bad stuff versus good stuff. These are the end results of someone who walks in the Hagar covenant versus someone who walks in the Sarah, or that might not even be the right way to say it, because it's not really a covenant that Hagar's in, but Hagar's representative of a covenant. And Paul I think he realizes it. He's certainly smart enough to realize it. Paul's been mixing his metaphors the whole time. I mean, talking about two covenants, that dwindles down a lot of covenants into two. There's a lot more than two in the Bible. Paul says these are two covenants. He uses Hagar to be Sinai. Those things are separated by hundreds of years in reality, but Paul doesn't care. He uses it as an illustration. He compares Sarah to the work of the Holy Spirit, a separation of over 1,000 years between Sarah and the advent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And yet Paul sees nothing wrong with doing this. And so he's using two things that seem disparate: works of flesh, works of spirit. So if you are adhering to the old covenant represented by Hagar, out of which is going to come works of the flesh. And if you are doing that, and I like Peterson's use there in the message of, if you're using your liberty for these things, you won't inherit the kingdom. You can't, because the kingdom isn't something you can grasp through your performance. The kingdom of God is something grasped by faith. It's a spiritual, supernatural kingdom manifesting itself on the planet through the fruit of the Spirit. The workings of the Holy Spirit are the manifestations of that kingdom in the life of the believer. So against such there is no law. In other words, legalism has nothing to do with it. Tomorrow we'll look at the crucifixion of the flesh and its passions in verse 24. This is a link to a couple of other spots in the book of Galatians, and then several spots in the book of Romans by the Apostle Paul. And we could even throw a little bit of Colossians 3 in there as well. We'll do so tomorrow. See you then. God bless.